jerk off. Check email with the master mate. Pull your pud. Great papers with the master mate. NASA folks, they'll interpret your dick strokes with the master mate. Getting worked while you work with the master mate.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, hey, Braden.
How's it going?
I'm doing okay. I'm kind of busy.
Real busy, huh?
Very, very busy.
Well, you know, I've known you for a while, right?
Yeah. I mean, going on, what, 6 years now?
I think so. Yeah. Now, I always knew you as a busy guy with an active lifestyle. Would that be a fair assessment?
I'd say that would be the perfect assessment.
Now, you're a busy guy, you got an active lifestyle, but you still have a lot of hobbies and things that you would like to do, a lot of social activities.
Oh, sure, sure, social activities.
So let me ask you this, how many times has this happened to you?
Six.
Oh, Gary. Okay, you're settling down for one of your favorite social activities when you suddenly remember you need to send an email to a boss or to a loved one, and then you have to get up and stop. Isn't that a pain?
It's a huge pain. It happened to me last night, and I tell you, I had to choose to do one or the other. I couldn't do both.
Now you can do both.
What the fuck you say?
Yeah, with my new idea, it's called the Mastermate.
Yay!
Fuck yeah.
The Mastermate?
Yeah, it is a device that you would wear on your wrist, and what it does is it uses heavily modified NASA voice-to-text recognition software, and then it then allows you to masturbate and type on your computer at the same time.
Fuck yeah!
Wow, would you say that it's the same size or bigger than a small wrist-sized device?
I would say that it is the same size as a small wristband device.
Okay, let me see if I can get this straight. This is a device that allows me to write out an email, and then later, after I'm done with it, masturbate?
No, Gary. This is the future we're living in.
Yay!
What the Mastermate does is it learns your stroking techniques and calibrates it in up to 6 languages on 2 different computer operating systems, allowing you to check your email, write memos, write letters, chat with friends, all while masturbating.
So this device interprets the speed and rhythm of my normal dick strokes and translates that into, say, 26 letters and maybe 15 or, you know, 9 numeric keys and 15 or so punctuation marks, and allows me to type and communicate and keep in touch while still bringing myself to manual ejaculation.
Yeah, you could get worked while working in half the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I always had to choose before.
But now you don't have to. But there is a choice involved, Gary.
Okay, I mean, I knew there'd be a catch. What's the choice?
The choice of which 4 color you want.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Which of the 4 colors you want? That's what I meant to say.
Oh. Okay, well, what colors can I choose from?
Well, you can have red, blue, green, or naked.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even look like I'm wearing a wrist-sized device.
No, it would just look like you would shave that part of your arm.
like I just had an especially clean wrist.
Yes.
That's a look I'm going for anyway.
Oh, well, that's good.
So you say that it works on up to 2 operating systems.
Yes, that's correct.
Would that be Mac OS and Linux?
No, it is Mac and Windows compatible.
Okay. So let's say I'm a stodgy old man, like an old professor.
Sure.
You know, I spend all my time grading papers and dusting chalkboard erasers and everything, but I still, you know, I'm surrounded by girls who are 1/3 my age and they're very attractive.
Sure.
And during my off hours, I'd also like to masturbate while also grading papers on a PC.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what's great. You can do that with either the wired or the regular version.
Well, that would be great because I don't even have a wireless keyboard. Mm-hmm. Then I could literally masturbate across the room while still typing.
Yeah.
Brayton, does it work so I can actually masturbate in my bed while my computer senses those strokes and that rhythm and types on my computer, even if it's in a different room?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. You can do that.
What is the range? Let's say, let me level with you. I'm a guy who likes to masturbate in the laundry room of my apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
What is the range of the wireless version of the masturbate?
The wireless version is about 200 feet.
Oh, Starbucks, here I come. Literally.
Yes, absolutely. You could do it at Starbucks while you're drinking your coffee. You could just pop open your laptop and there you go.
Now, would the masturbate be a thing where I could get 2 of them and compose 2 emails at once?
Whoa. I don't know about that one, Carrie. We haven't tested that sort of technology
yet. Okay. Okay.
But here's what's a nice feature. It has 2 memory settings so that you could use it for yourself or a loved one could use it.
Okay. Well, now let me just, you know, see if my situation applies. I've got a wife. And she loves Facebook quizzes.
Right.
And she spends all kinds of time doing Facebook quizzes. Are you saying that she could jerk me off and this would, you know, answer such questions as, are you missing someone right now? And name 5 things that you can reach from your chair?
Well, I'm not going to answer you, Gary. I'm going to let Jennifer Lazenby answer you.
Yay!
This is what she had to say. I used to be too busy to stroke my husband's penis as he requested. But with a mastermate, I can send emails to my mom, write up work memos, and play Bedazzled, all while giving him a handy. Our marriage has never been better.
That sounds awesome.
I think that, so.
Finally, that's a solution.
Absolutely. With a world full of more and more problems, this is a real-time saver.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, this has come along, and I can already imagine the ways that it would change my life. I work on a computer. I play on a computer,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, if I could just be multitasking that entire time, I don't even know what to say.
Think about this, Gary. You're already on the computer looking at internet pornography, am I right?
Yes, right now.
Why waste that time just looking when you could also be writing?
Every single time in my life that I've masturbated, I've felt like it was a waste of time. I usually have a move, and you know my wife will tell you. I'm a right-handed gentleman,
mm-hmm.
and I'll firmly grip my phallus in my right hand. But what's the left hand doing? It's where I'm wearing my watch, and
yeah.
I can't look away from it. I'm just saying this thing the whole time. Like, when is this going to be over? When can I achieve ejaculation so I can get back to work?
Yeah, I completely understand. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Look, some fine works have already come out for this product. There's a wonderful, wonderful Pulp Fiction novel. I'm going to read a little excerpt here for you.
It's okay.
Not on your handy sheet that I gave you, but I'm just gonna read it right here. It's on my sheet. Let's see. It was a dark evening. Broad walked into my office and, oh God, yeah. She said to me... So, yeah, it keeps going on from that.
And the thing is, you know, it's possible that when I write a work email, like to my boss or to my, you know, one of my coworkers, that I'm not able to actually express what I really think.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll just struggle over words and I'll just sit there for just 15, 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, and just be like, God, what is the right word? How do I say this to them? How do I, you know? And if I could just, if there was a machine that just... took that frustration that I'm already going to channel into whacking off and
right.
somehow translated it?
Yeah.
This is amazing, Brayton.
I think it is a revolution, an orgasmic revolution. What can I say?
I'm going to ask the question that if there were people listening in on this private phone call, they would be asking themselves,
sure.
How much does it cost?
$19.95.
You mean $19,095, right?
Yeah, I wish. Actually, those people in NASA were able to reduce the price of the technology so much. Because it's all, you know, old voice-to-text recognition software. Nobody uses that anymore. That went the way of, you know, other things. Tamagotchis and what
okay.
have you.
And Poppets.
So, yeah. So all that's done. I mean, when was the last time you ever thought, like, oh, what if I could just talk to my computer? Wouldn't that be nice? Nobody does that. Nobody cares.
It's been 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. So... Because it's outdated technology, it was given to us at a fraction of a price. We used recycled wristbands from people who have left their fraternities. And there you go.
You know, and there are people out there who feel like, in the face of world starvation, NASA is a waste of money and resources.
Yeah.
And I would just say, you know, using the MasterMate, you could probably, you know, using that very technology you seek to condemn, you could design signs for your protests. You mm-hmm. could write up your, you know, your anti-capitalist zines
yeah.
and design them in Illustrator and, you know, Photoshop. I mean, the possibilities sound, I don't use this word lightly, but the possibilities sound really good.
Speaking of protests, I have a copy of a protest sign right here. Used a MasterMate was used to design this. And it says, it's actually not so much a protest, it's more of a celebration. It's about the recent announcement that we are going to send another rover to Mars. Yeah! And it says, we're going to Mars! Oh, God!
And, you know, I'm the kind of guy who's willing to sacrifice a little bit of accuracy in my text-based communication in exchange for a little bit of my time.
That's right.
Which I want to spend with the family.
Yeah, there's no free time, there's no downtime, just lifetime, right? This is all we've got, Gary. We've got to use it the right way. We got to use it smart. We got to try to, you know, optimize our time, and this is a great tool for that.
We're only on Earth for so long, and we only get one crazy merry-go-ride around this carnival cruise Ferris wheel floating in the sky, and we don't want to be spending our time, you know, wasting any of our time. You're sold, you know, I'm sold, you know, sign me up, I will give you your $19.95 or 10 free visits to the Shave Cave.
Whoa, now that's a deal.
it's bartering.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Did you want the naked? You seemed interested in that color.
I am naked, and I would like that, the naked wristband, because I've already shaved my wrist, but the sucky thing is I get wrist stubble every couple days.
Yeah.
And I just have to keep shaving. I thought about waxing because it's supposed to last longer, but that's going to hurt. And electrolysis is really expensive.
Yeah. And with all those bruises and things, people might think you're, you know, kind of sad.
That's true. Getting, cutting myself, shaving my wrist, does sound like something that a lie you would tell a therapist.
Right.
And I don't want that. So.
No, nobody does.
So, what's your PayPal?
Well, it's MasterMateDude97.
All right.
97, because that's the year I graduated college.
At MasterMate.us.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So what's... Cool. I'm glad you like the idea. Will you happen to have an idea next week, Gary?
I have an idea I'm working on. It's still in development, but I'll give you a sneak preview. Also related to sex and also convenient.
Okay. I also have another idea.
All right.
For the future, something we could talk about. It is a sink that is able to detect when your hands are clean.
Okay, like using hand recognition technology from NASA?
No. This is uses very fine lasers that detect grimecles or grimatrons, as we like to call them. And then, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I love it already.
Okay, good.
I'll be sending you a check for $38.99. My math is bad.
That's fine.
$39.98 for both of those items. All right. Well, that's the master mate. Here on the Butterfield Family Dino Pitch. Join us next time, probably in 2 weeks from when this airs, for another one. I am Gary Butterfield.
And I'm Brayton Cameron.
All right. Good night.